Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
Don't worry, folks. Everything I told you about Dominion voting systems with a history of questionable issues in voting in the past. Don't worry. Don't worry. Everybody at ease. Paula, Joe, Drew, everyone on my show. Don't worry. A statement was put out by DHS, a branch of DHS, that said this is the most safe and secure election ever, ever. No worries. And then, come on, this can't be true. Yo, it is. We just find out who sits on that board with this DHS, a CISA branch that put out that statement. Dominion and Smartmatic. Crazy, crazy how that happens. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, this story, as I said on my Parler account, can it get worse? Of course, it always does. I got that and a lot more for you today. Please don't miss the show, including how we are fighting back now. Put a little smile on your face at the end of the show and winning. Winning. Small battles and skirmishes are being won in this fight for free speech. Be able to speak about the election and otherwise. Today's show brought to you by ExpressVPN. Ladies and gentlemen, protect your online activity from prying eyeballs. Surf the web in peace. Get a VPN. Go to expressvpn.com/Bongino. Don't wait. Welcome to the Dan Bongino Show. Producer Joe, I just did the, you know, it's an unwritten rule to never do that. I mentioned you before I welcomed you into the show. How are you today?
Oh,
fine, sir.
Hey, man, I'm doing well. Welcome back, my friend, to the show that never ends.
Yeah, it's good to be back. Yeah. And the show that never ends.
There you go.
Please, educate me on music again.
Emerson, Lake and Palmer?
Yes, of course. Joe knows better. I always screw that. I would have said The Who, and if I would have probably been wrong because I don't
would have been close.
I don't know anything about culture or music. So, folks, tomorrow should be interesting. Just for those of you keeping up the score, I have my my first chemo treatment after the show. Looking forward to that.
Sounds great.
Here we go. Joe said to me before the show, "Well, what did they tell you about it?" I said, "They told me it really sucks." So we'll be back tomorrow. Don't worry, I will be here no matter what. Yes. I don't care. We will be doing this show tomorrow. So don't you worry. Hang in there. Thank you for all the kind words and wishes you're great. All right, let's get to it. Loaded show today, brought to you by our friends at LifeLock. Hey, cyber criminals often hide malware in emails. You know that? These deceptive emails, they look really convincing. They look like real invoices, invites, or payment information with a document attached. The attachments contain text and images that look legit. When clicked on, a pop-up can appear prompting you to click enable content or enable editing. But if you do this, the attachment will install malware on your computer. Ouch. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. It affected me. They stole my identity. It was awful. They were buying real estate programs. You've heard the story. It was terrible. It took me about a year to clean it up. This holiday season, you can miss certain identity threats by just monitoring your credit and bank statements. Get LifeLock, the leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock helps detect a wide range of identity threats like your social security number for sale on the dark web. If they detect your information being used in their network, they'll send you an alert. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock can help you feel warm and protected this holiday season. Save up to 25% off your first year at LifeLock.com/Bongino. That's LifeLock.com/Bongino for 25% off. Don't wait. I got it for me, my family, my kids. Don't mess around with your identity. LifeLock.com/Bongino for 25% off. All right, Joe, let's go.
There we go, baby.
Ding, ding. So Sidney Powell, who is an attorney for General Mike Flynn, but is also involved with the Trump team's fight for a free and fair election, things we took for granted in the past that now we're all starting to say, hey, was this election fair, free, or anything of the sort? Because there's a whole lot of shady stuff about this voting system, Dominion voting system used in 28 states to calculate votes. Did it result in fraud? We'll see. Can't say that for sure now. If was the fraud enough to overturn an election? We'll see. Maybe, maybe not. But we are here for getting, our sole purpose for the show is getting to the, quote, bottom of it, an expression I hate, but getting the facts out. And we're going to cover it despite the lunatic left's protestations otherwise. So let's get right to it. Here is a video clip of Sidney Powell, who called into Lou Dobbs' show last night on Fox Business and started talking about a sworn affidavit she had about the Smartmatic voting systems that has a historical tie to Dominion, the company running these voting systems in 28 states, and how in other countries, a sworn affidavit by a member of the military who witnessed this, a sworn affidavit about how they overturned votes using this system in another country. Kind of weird that this stuff may have been used here or some semblance of it. Kind of weird, right? Check this out.
Dominion voting system seems to be figuring larger and larger in the interest of your legal team. And what is the latest?
Oh, definitely, Lou. I've just gotten some stunning evidence from a firsthand witness, a high-ranking military officer who was present when Smartmatic was designed in a way that and I'm going to just read you some of these statements, if you don't mind, so I get them exactly
sure.
right from the affidavit. Designed in a way that the system could change the vote of each voter without being detected. He wanted the software itself to function in such a manner that if the voter were to place their thumbprint or fingerprint on a scanner, then the thumbprint would be tied to a record of the voter's name and identity as having voted, but that voter would not be tracked to the changed vote. He made it clear that the system would have to be set up but not leave any evidence of the changed vote for a specific voter, and that there would be no evidence to show and nothing to contradict that the name or the fingerprint or thumbprint was going with a changed vote. Smartmatic agreed to create such a system and produce the software and hardware that accomplished the result for President Chavez.
Chavez, President Chavez. Well, Chavez, President Chavez, where was he? Was he before or after? No, President Chavez of Venezuela. Not of the United States. There was no President Chavez. That was President Chavez of Venezuela. You know, the communist, socialist, dictating, murderous thug, that guy. That Sidney Powell has a sworn affidavit from a member of our military who was there and witnessed this somehow. I'm assuming he may have been in some intelligence. I don't know what exactly his role was, but a sworn on the record affidavit that he witnessed the Smartmatic software. We'll get into the connections here in a minute with Dominion and elsewhere, that he admitted that he saw vote tabulations being changed live time. That goes on for a few minutes. I just gave you the core of it. And this somehow may have some connection here somewhere. And we're just going to what? Throw that, discard that in the trash heap? Not worth entertaining at all. Because Joe Biden won. If Trump won, believe me, this would be a big issue. As Tucker Carlson, by the way, pointed out last night in his show on Fox, when in 2016, when Trump won, Jim Sciutto from CNN was very concerned. He played the clip. Jim Sciutto from CNN was very concerned about the potential hacking of software systems when Trump won. But now that they think Biden won, all of a sudden we're not supposed to look into any of this. Smartmatic used in an election for a socialist strongman murderous thug. Why? Now, I know most of you are saying, oh, that kind of stuff didn't happen here with Dominion and their historical ties to Smartmatic. That didn't happen here. Come on. Some of you. If a conspiracy, that's the left. It's a conspiracy. Everything's a conspiracy theory when it doesn't. But meanwhile, it's not a conspiracy or a theory. It just is. So I'm just going to go to the Palm Beach Post. I know this writer. He's a good man. This is a Palm Beach Post from back in an election down here a little while ago. This is an article back in 2012 in the Palm Beach Post. Because, again, the left wants to tell you none of this ever happens with Dominion, Smartmatic, or any of that. It's never happened here. This article, by the way, will be in the show notes today for you to read yourself and send to your liberal friends. Bongino.com/newsletter if you'd like to access the newsletter show notes. It's the same thing. Palm Beach Post. Butcher says, told you so, after software maker takes blame in Wellington vote count mess, by George Bennett. Wellington, just south of me here. Well, what happened in the Wellington vote count mess? Here in down south of me in Palm Beach. Again, this never happens here with Dominion or anything like it, folks. So it only happens in Venezuela, right? Well, let's check this out. You can read this article yourself, folks. The supplier of Palm Beach County's voting and tabulating equipment says a software, quote, shortcoming led to votes being assigned to the wrong candidates. You had one job. And the elections office declaring the wrong winner in two recent Wellington council races. That's kind of a problem, no? County election supervisor Susan Butcher, who insisted a computer glitch rather than human error was to blame for the fiasco. Who did she blame? Oh, let's see. Let's read this lesson. Claimed vindication after Dominion Voting System released its statement. Never happens here, folks. Never. Never happens here. Again, the same media decanoes, you fill in the blanks there, who told us in 2016 that the hacking of election systems could be a problem, faulty software could be a problem, and glitches could be a problem because Trump won, are now telling us to ignore all of this despite statistical anomalies everywhere. Because why? Because they told you to ignore it. And double-barreled, you know what I mean. The more you tell me not to talk about it, I will triple and quadruple down, because that's how I know I'm over the target. It's the Streisand effect. You gotta love it. It's working great for Abigail Scherer in her book, by the way. Hopefully I'll get to that later too. Some of you know the story. Burn this book. Book's probably one of the best-selling books in the country. Liberals never get that. They never get that. Suppress their free speech on Twitter. Okay, we'll just start Parler. Streisand effect. Thank you. You're our best advertiser. We love you to death. You're really terrific. That'll be a separate segment. Now, folks, don't worry about any of this. Don't worry that it's all a conspiracy theory. After all, Jim Sciutto, CNN, and others have told us it's a conspiracy theory. Mr. Potato Head, Brian Stelter on CNN. I'm like, it's a conspiracy theory. You ever see Mark Dice's videos of Brian Stelter? The most hilarious thing where he changes his voice? I'm not kidding. Funniest things ever. Just don't eat before. You will retch. You'll laugh so hard your stomach will hurt. Mark Dice, terrific. He's on Parler now too. Really good. But don't worry about any of this. It's all a conspiracy theory. George Costanza, Brian Stelter told us so. Because the DHS has a branch, the Center for Infrastructure Security, CISA. They have this branch of DHS and they put out a statement, Joe, and they said, don't worry. This was the most secure election in American history. Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, I feel better. Okay.
Bureaucrats in the deep state. There's nothing to worry about, Joe. Don't worry about it. So, all right. The great Jeff Carlson at the Epic Times, he has this piece up. It'd be in the show notes again. I strongly encourage you to read it and spread it around. This is a great piece. Wait. Who was part of this council at DHS? Dominion? What? Dominion, part of the council that disputed election integrity concerns, in DHS statement. Dominion Voting Systems used the statement, which obscured the company's council membership, to dispute concerns over voting systems. This story, every day, you're like, this story can't get any worse with Dominion. And yeah, it does, like magic. So just to be clear, before I get to the screenshot from this piece. So DHS's CISA put out a statement saying, most secure election ever. Don't you worry about any of that stuff. Shh. The media, Jim Sciutto told everybody to be quiet. Shh. Mr. Potato Head too. Shh. Everybody silence. It's a conspiracy theory. Now we find out the statement was put out by a branch of DHS and on the board or the people involved in that branch there that work with them sits Dominion and another folks, believe it or not, another company as well. I know what you're thinking right now. There's simply no way that other company would be Smartmatic. You know, the Venezuela Chavez military thing changing for, there's no way they're on that board. No way. It's a conspiracy theory. Well, let's go to Jeff Carlson's piece and just check it out, because sure enough, there's a list of people who are on that board. So, quote from Carlson's piece. After allegations emerged that called into question the integrity of voting systems produced by Dominion, the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA, part of the Department of Homeland Security, issued a statement on November 12th disputing the allegations, saying, quote, the November 3rd election, Joe, don't worry, it was the most secure in American history. Everybody shut up now. Listen to Mr. Potato Head. He goes on, though, which is kind of an interesting follow-up. What the agency failed to disclose, however, I wonder why I disclosed to you everything. To a point where you're annoyed by it at this point, because it's the right thing to do. On Parler, Rumble, you're like, all right, we get it. No, it's the right thing to do. But yeah, weird that DHS failed to disclose this, that Dominion Voting Systems is a member of CISA's Election Infrastructure Sector Coordinating Council, one of two entities that authored the statement put out by CISA. You'll never believe who else is on this board, too. Smartmatic. Wouldn't that be crazy? Just weird how they didn't just say that. Arrowhead. We used to say in the Secret Service and the Training Academy. When you're walking to protect you through a car, use the unbendable arm. Don't let them bend your arm. Knife hand, unbendable. So this CISA board, this little conglomerate of people here who put out this statement, Smartmatic and Dominion have a role in that, and they didn't disclose that before this. That's just kind of weird, right? Are we allowed to ask questions anymore? Is DHS going to knock at my door next? Is this going to be like, it's going to be like Will Smith with the thingy? Remember from Men in Black? Look into the thingy. Remember it erases your memories. Have this that night? I mean, what?
Yes.
Tommy Lee Jones right behind him.
Yeah, man.
So maybe the dreadful follow up with the guy who played Thor, wasn't it terrible? Does he have the device too? You understand now why the left is going full socialist tyrant, speech control, anti-civil liberties? You understand that? Why they are going up and down the value chain to shut you up? Twitter, Facebook, PayPal, MailChimp, WordPress.com. Oh, I'll get to that later. They will not stop. The left will do nothing, will stop at nothing to silence you. They will go everywhere, bankrupt you, PayPal, MailChimp. They'll use everything to stop you from talking. Facebook, Twitter, they're up on Capitol Hill today. They will do absolutely everything in their power to shut you up because they know these are the places you can get the facts. Ladies and gentlemen, I've got more on Dominion because Dominion has been, again, to be fair and put out information because fairness does matter. Dominion's saying, hey, we no longer have any connection to Smartmatic. And there's some evidence out there that in 2013, there's been some disconnect. The question is not, is there a connection now? The question is that software still part of Dominion, that Smartmatic software, where we opened up the show, we talked about this whistleblower saying, hey, Smartmatic can be used to change votes. Is that still a legacy part of Dominion in any way? Because they're trying to deny any connection at all. Well, I'm going to get to in a second a video back from earlier in the right around the 2010 period showing you that there was a connection again. Is there a connection now? Let's look at it. But don't tell me there was no connection between Dominion and Smartmatic. It's like peeing on me and telling me it's raining. Hey, look, it's raining out. Actually, you better put that thing away. We don't do that here. Thanks. We'll talk about what we want to. Let me get to my second sponsor because I got a whole lot more on this, ladies and gentlemen. We're not going anywhere and we will not shut up. No thanks. As I said, we won't be conceding anything because there's nothing to concede. Tomorrow doesn't look good either. And as I said yesterday, next week really looks like crap too. Today's show also brought to you by iTarget. Hey, this year's reminded us of many things. Most importantly, to look after the ones we love and to be prepared. The holiday season, this holiday season, ladies and gentlemen, give the gift of safety and practice. Give them iTarget Pro. You have the constitutional right of self-defense, but also a moral obligation to be safe for you and your family. Most of us don't have the time, though, to train consistently. Plus, with all the restrictions going on, ammo is getting super expensive, and sometimes it's tough to get out of the house. You have all these restrictions and closings everywhere. Don't worry. I have the solution for you right now. It's important. iTarget. That's the letter I. iTarget. What is it? It's a proprietary app, and it lays around. You insert in the firearm you have now so you can train safely anywhere, the convenience of your own home, your garage, with your actual firearm. You safely unload your firearm. You check it twice. You put the laser round, and it comes with a target. Instead of just dry firing on an empty with an empty firearm, you'll now, if the laser emits a laser, you know where the round would have landed. Practice your firearm fundamentals, your grip, sight alignment, your sight picture, your extension, your stance, your aiming, your trigger control, your breath control, muscle memory, and more. iTarget Pro comes in all major calibers, even 223 and 5.56. Today, you can save 10% plus get free shipping with the offer code Dan. I gave this to my father, by the way. He loves it. Here's how you do it. Get this 10%. Go to itargetpro.com. That's the letter I. It's the smartest way for you to practice. It pays for itself in just a few days. That's the letter itargetpro.com. itargetpro.com. Offer code Dan. All right. Thanks, iTarget. We appreciate you being part of the show. So some of you may be saying, oh, this Dominion voting systems thing. Some of you, I mean, liberals, of course, who are always immune to facts and information, you know, titanium coated skulls. Facts can't get in there, bounce right off. You may be saying, oh, my gosh, it's impossible to hack voting systems. This is the United States of America. This isn't some third world republic. All right. You pointed out that there have been problems with the system in the past, sworn affidavits that some of the software that was associated with the Dominion in the past had some issues. By the way, just in case you think I'm making all this up and I'm crazy, go to my Parler account at DBongino. I just pulled this up there. I have to take a little break after the ads, or you don't see it during the show. But look, here it is, posted on my Parler right there. Headline, that was easy. Princeton professor hacks Dominion voting machine in 7 minutes. There it is. The video's on Rumble, on our Rumble account. But it's up, but you can see it on Parler right there. 7 minutes. That's a long time. Gosh, took a whole 7 minutes. The break I just took after that ad was 7 minutes you didn't even see. Dominion, Smartmatic. Dan, what's the connection between the two? Because Dominion's saying, we don't use this Smartmatic system that this whistleblower is claiming was involved in Venezuelan election fraud. Okay, well, here's the former chairman of Smartmatic himself, Mark Malik Brown. Mark Malik Brown on a foreign news program. By the way, big hat tip to Kyle Becker on social media, who's been doing great work on this. Please check him out. He's been doing just tremendous work. It's where I'm getting a lot of this good material from when I do my show prep. Here is the former chairman of Smartmatic talking about their association with Dominion, which Dominion's claiming doesn't exist. Really weird how this always with stuff just manages to surface all the time. Check this out.
People say we should not be subjected to Smartmatic again this time around.
Well, look, I think that's competitors who say that. You know, the fact is, yes, part of our technology is licensed from Dominion.
Joe, did you cut that right?
Yeah.
Did he just say after that, like, no, I'm just kidding?
No. Nope.
You cut that out, didn't you? Come on, stop messing with the show. He said that, right? He said, my bad, just kidding. No, he didn't say that. I'm laughing because Joe and I don't always get the cuts exactly right. So Joe called me before the show. A little behind the scenes, Fourth Estate stuff. And he goes, hey, there's 4 seconds of dead air. If you want me to cut that? I'm like, yeah. So I'm not because, no, that is the quote.
That's it.
Right there from Mark Malik Brown, former chairman of Smartmatic, saying, hey, yeah, we licensed their software to Dominion.
Money cut.
They're saying, hey, we don't, yeah, you ain't kidding. They're saying, no, that licensing agreement, whatever, 2013, we just, okay, fine. Is the software still there or isn't it? Are the legacy systems still there that have been hacked and can be hackable? Because this Princeton professor did it in 7 minutes. Which was, again, about how long we took a break after the iTarget ad to get to, because we send it over to Drew. Yes. 7 minutes. That's all it took. I'm not kidding. You see the dead space of the show right there. If you had my computer screen on Adobe, you hear me talking, right? Flatline. 7 minutes. That's how long it took the Princeton professor to hack Dominion voting systems. Don't worry. Mr. Potato Head told us to ignore it. Like a conspiracy theory. Now, listen, the media, Jim Sciutto from CNN and others, used to care about election integrity and hacking voting systems. That was before they thought Biden won. Now they're like, shut up about hacking voting systems. Yeah, but you guys are on tape talking about hacking voting systems. The internet has a long life. It's like a fossil record. You know, you could see it in the layers. Well, here's one of those layers we dug. It's like the punctuated equilibrium thing for you anthropologists out there, right? Boom, everything just right here changed. Here's Bloomberg from a while back. Bloomberg, you know, that bastion of right-wing conservatism. Of course not. Bloomberg Law, talking about the old halcyon days of when people actually cared about hacking voting systems and election integrity. Here's Bloomberg from 2020, the halcyon days, decades ago. Paul is like, Dan, that's January. I know, that's the joke. Before the election, they cared about this. Now they think Biden won. Nobody cares. That is the joke. She's joking that I'm joking. And Joe, it's a double, triple joke, if you get what I mean. Here's the headline, Bloomberg Law. America won't give up its hackable wireless voting machines. They can't make this stuff go away. The halcyon days of 2020. Decades ago. When we were still using rotary phone. Remember those, Joe? The kids right now are going, what the hell is that? Remember how long it took to dial a phone number? And then like... My mom was an administrative assistant in a cemetery. they had those phones. My mom could do that thing so fast. Da-da-da. I remember because in New York, everything was a 212 number. So there were no area codes back then in New York. Then 718 came, 516. It was a huge deal. Then what is it? 732, whatever it was. I don't remember. I'm losing all the zip code. But my mom was like, ding, 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 ding. She was a, and she'd do it with a pencil. Dial that number quick. Look it up, kids. Rotary, you'll get a kick out of it. That's when this article was written, right? No, it was written in January of 2020, before the election. I'm sure we'll see a follow-up now. Sure we won't. Because it might actually make people question the fact that, was this a legitimate vote count in some of these places where we use this stuff? Now, I said to you yesterday, the big umbrella question you should all be asking, that has me puzzled. And I'm not kidding when I say it's not a joke. We're not doing Captain Virtue signaling. I really hope there was no fraud. Not because I hope we lost. Because I want to know, ladies and gentlemen, going forward, that we live in a legitimate constitutional republic where voting actually matters. Because if you vote and there's fraud and your vote changes, your vote doesn't matter. Right? I'm not talking down to my audience or the smart. I'm talking to the liberals who watch this show. They watch this show for material they can try to boycott us on because that's what they do for a living because they're losers and they have no lives. I'm just asking a question for those zeros. If I vote and who I vote for is changed or lost due to fraud or incompetence, then my vote doesn't matter, right? It's nothing crazy there, correct? So we're asking questions because we care. And I'm hoping the answer is it was no fraud because I don't want fraud. But I will ask questions. And the big question I've encouraged you to ask is, how the hell did not a single Republican congressman, remember, every congressman, all 435 and women are on the ballot. They run every 2 years. I'm sorry, folks, but there are liberals listening. They don't know much about our government. I know you know this. They're on the ballot every 2 years. Everyone was on this ballot with the president. Everyone. U.S. Congressman, House of Representatives. Again, we have liberals listening. How is it that not a single Republican lost their seat incumbent? And yet it looks like 12 to 14 Democrats did. So Republicans showed up in mass to give President Trump the most Republican votes in the history of a presidential race ever for any Republican. They showed up in mass and booted out 12 to 14 Democrats from the House of Representatives. Not one single Republican lost on the House side. And yet President Trump managed to lose just about every swing state outside of Florida and Ohio? That makes sense to you. Of course it doesn't. This doesn't make sense to anyone. By the way, again, hat tip Kyle Becker, who's done great work. This was off the Daily Coast. It was running, which is a left-wing site, by the way. You can see in the corner. I want to translate this little chart for you. It's real simple. This is a chart of President Trump's average performance versus GOP candidates in House races by their New York Times rating. So in other words, how President Trump did versus how the House candidates did in those races. Look at this chart. Go to rumble.com/Bongino if you want to view the chart. Don't worry, I'll explain it to you if you're listening on radio or digital. So President Trump outperformed GOP candidates running for the House of Representatives. In other words, did better than them in districts that lean Democrat and were solid Democrat. Trump ran ahead. But this is bizarre. I'm not getting this. I know this sounds counterintuitive. Trump did better than the Republican members of the House in solid Democrat congressional districts and lean Democrat districts. Yet in toss-up districts, where there are like 50-50 Democrat and Republicans or such, and solid GOP districts, 60-70% Republican registrations in the districts, President Trump dramatically underperformed those candidates? Keep this let this stew a minute. You know, in the magic of TV, as Joe knows, and we're not supposed to keep an image up long because people get, no, you need to look at this. Keep this up for about another 10 count, if you wouldn't mind, Miss Paula. This makes sense to you? That in solid GOP congressional districts, Trump did worse than the Republican congressman In toss-up districts, he did worse than the Republican congressman, but he did better in solid Democrat and lean Democrat congressional districts. Makes perfect sense if you're an idiot. How is that even possible? Trump overperforms in Democrat districts and then underperforms with an approval rating in the Republican Party upwards of 90 to 94%, depending on which poll you use. President Trump underperforms in Republican districts, underperforms the Republican on the ballot? I got a bridge over there in Palm City. It's super cheap, right? It's $1. Just send it over. Send it right on. I'll transfer the ownership right. Don't. Please, people actually send me. No more money. Don't do that. No money. I'm not kidding. Really? Paula knows what I'm talking about.
Wow.
Please don't do that. Because people think they have my address, so they send stuff. It's not my address. Money, everything. The poor guy. This guy calls me all the time. I got another box of it. It's not my address. Guy gets money, everything. No money. Do not do that. But the bridge is for sale for $1. One in Brooklyn, too. Super cheap. Old. Called the Brooklyn Bridge. Very cheap. I've told you that from the start. That is the biggest anomaly of this election. How is it that boatloads of Republicans showed up to vote for Trump and their GOP candidates, swept 12 to 14 Democrats out of the House? Not one single Republican lost. And yet President Trump lost every single swing state outside of Florida and Ohio, where they have some voter integrity measures. No, not having that. All right, I got more, including the left, the moral high ground argument now, Joe. What did I tell you yesterday?
Yeah.
The moral high ground argument with the media. When you don't have data to rely on, and the data you do rely on, like that Daily Coast chart there, screams problem. What do? You pound your fist on the table and you scream, we have the moral high ground. You must concede. No, you don't. I'll prove you idiots wrong in a minute. You have nothing on the moral high. You're worse than you. I'll get to that in a second. All right. Today's show also brought to you by our friends by Helix. Helix Sleep. Helix Sleep makes personalized mattresses right here in America, shipped straight to your door with free, no contact delivery, free returns, and a 100-night sleep trial. To choose a mattress, it's really simple. Helix is a quiz. It takes just 2 minutes to complete. It's super easy. It matches your body type and sleep preferences to the perfect mattress for you. I mean, why? This is the greatest idea. Why didn't anyone else think of this? If you like a mattress that's really soft or firm, you sleep on your side or your back or your stomach, you sleep hot like I do. With Helix, there's a specific mattress for each and everyone's unique taste. Just take the quiz like I did. I was matched to a Midnight Lux Helix mattress. We love it. I needed something firm, and I sleep on my side because of my shoulder. Great mattress, sleeping on a cloud. We love Helix, so does my daughter. She has one. But you don't need to take my word for it. Helix was awarded the number one, not number two, the number one best overall mattress pick of 2020 by GQ, Wired Magazine, Apartment Therapy. The trifecta. Just go to helixsleep.com/Dan, take their two-minute sleep quiz. They'll match you to a customized mattress. They'll give you the best sleep of your life. Right now, Helix is offering up to $200 off mattress orders for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/Dan for up to $200 off your mattress order. Helix also, this is a nice thing to do. They offer exclusive discounts for our military, first responders, teachers, and students. Solid. Check out their website for more information. Go today. Stop sleeping on a second-rate mattress. Go to helixsleep.com/Dan. Get $200 off today. Check it out. All right. So again, you know, when you don't have the facts, pound the table, right? As the old line goes in the legal profession, when the facts aren't on your side, just pound the table. Well, the facts aren't on the left side. We have sworn affidavits saying, hey, there's something up with Smartmatic. We have the Smartmatic guy on tape saying, yeah, we licensed our software to Dominion. We have known problems with Dominion software through press reports themselves about problems with Dominion software, which I just showed you. All of that stuff are facts. Now, is it a fact that led to voter fraud enough to overturn the results of this election so far? No, we don't know that. That would not be a fact. That would be an opinion. But is it a opinion based on historical facts and problems that we should look into and investigate? You're damn right. We won't shut up. You have zero chance of getting us to shut up. So what do? You pound the table, of course, when the facts aren't on your side. and you scream moral high ground. Trump should concede and you all should shut up because we stepped aside and rolled out the red carpet for President Trump when he won in 2016. That is hilarious. Pardon me, the Queen's kid almost came out in me there. You did? Well, I showed you yesterday that that's just complete, total nonsense. Hillary Clinton called President Trump in 2020 an illegitimate president. And Joe Biden agreed, by the way. Joe Biden, who has anointed himself the president-elect. Yeah, we won't be accepting that today. And like I said, next week looks really terrible, too. But remember Stacey Abrams, the governor of Georgia? Man, Stacey Abrams isn't the governor of Georgia. Brian Kemp is. No, Stacey Abrams thinks she's the governor of Georgia, which is bizarre because then she'll have to resign to take a position in the Biden administration. Of course, she's not the actual governor of Georgia. She lost. I don't get it, Dan. Well, when Stacey Abrams, a Democrat, lost the race for the governorship of Georgia, which she did by 55,000 votes, it wasn't exactly a squeaker. Stacey Abrams said, it's fraud. And refused to concede. By the way, just a quick note, arrow hand here. Stacey Abrams still has not conceded the governor's race in Georgia. What was the race? 2 years ago? 3 years ago? I don't even remember. She still has not conceded. So remember, the media now telling you that Trump needs to concede despite massive allegations of voter fraud and irregularities and statistical anomalies. Here's the same media at the Washington Post. Hilarious Glenn Kessler, who is, by the way, just one of the absolute most embarrassing, humiliating fact checkers, folks, you're ever going to see in your entire life. A total joke. Here's his article in the Washington Post about Stacey Abrams in 2019. Did racially motivated voter suppression thwart Stacey Abrams? There's no evidence of that at all. Zero. They're just made up. So Glenn Kessler, who's a fact checker, folks, you would think he would come out and give his traditional four Pinocchios. You know, this is a lie. Stacey Abrams lost. She's not the governor of Georgia, whether she thinks so or not. So let's see what Glenn Kessler said about those claims, because they have the moral high ground now. Of course, he told her to concede, right? Oh, no, that's not what happened. He says, well, Abrams fell short by 55,000 votes out of nearly 4 million cast in a case filled with election mischief and fierce disputes. Pete Buttigieg should not be so definitive in his assertion that Abrams would have won if not for racially motivated measures. Buttigieg, he's a clown. He's total. I just added that, of course. But at this point, we think it's prudent to leave this without a Pinocchio rating? Well, wait, what? Though we may revisit this fact check if more definitive evidence emerges in the future. Definitive evidence like the governor of Georgia, Brian Kemp, actually swearing in. He's been the governor now for, 2 years?
You think?
He raises right hand on the Bible thing. But again, folks, they have the moral high ground. They did not give the Pinocchios to Stacey Abrams, but they want President Trump to concede a race Stacey Abrams hasn't conceded, despite the fact that Brian Kemp is the governor of Georgia right now and won by 55,000 votes. I wonder if this, by the way, New York Times piece about mail-in fraud, which I've shown now four times, will be part of Kessler's fact check in the future. No problems with mail-in voting, folks. You Republicans are crazy. It's a conspiracy theory. Mail-in voting is totally legit. We never have any problems. Okay, let's go back to the New York Times again. Adam Liptak from 2012, New York Times. Error and fraud at issue as absentee voting rises. Listen to this. This is from the New York Times themselves. Again, the fourth time I've read this. Because the media is now trying to pretend that the massive mail-in voting thing we just did, a massive experiment we did because of the coronavirus. Don't worry, there's no historical problems with this at all. Well, let's go to history. History, historical, you know, 2012. New York Times, quote, liberals, that means they actually wrote this. Yet votes cast by mail are less likely to be counted, more likely to be compromised, and more likely to be contested than those cast in a voting booth. Statistics show. Election officials reject almost 2% of ballots cast by mail, double the rate for in-person voting. Where's Adam Liptak? Why isn't he out talking about that? How we just did this big, huge experiment in unsolicited mail-in ballots mailed all over the country, everywhere. You get a vote, Oprah Winfrey. You get a car. You get a ballot. You get a ballot. We just did that for the first time in American history. The New York Times has written in the past about, you know, historical problems, history in 2012 with mail-in voting. high rejection rates, compromised ballots, security problems. And no, no, nobody talks about it at all. Just because Donald Trump, they think he lost, they want to make all these go away, all these articles they go away, and they want to tell you they're doing, quote, journalism. Take your journalism and right up the wazoo. We all know where the wazoo is now. By the way, the guy who gave me this pen likes me. Here we go. Here's your pen, the MAGA pen, Trump 2020. I don't know who gave me this. So Mr. Pen guy, sorry. You know his name, Paula? He's a nice guy. Gave me a cool pen like that. It's like the Kenny Bell. The Executive Pen Cup. Thank you, Mr. Executive Pen Cup. A cool pen. So, ladies and gentlemen, in case you think the statistical anomalies ended with the House of Representatives versus the presidential race, Dominion, Smartmatic, and mail-in voting and all. I mean, of course, again, it's like the ShamWow guy. Wait, there's more. There's always more. So we discovered yesterday, you'll see these articles at the show notes too, that Georgia found some votes. Wow, that's crazy. You're finding votes in the election end already? Check this out. JustTheNews.com, John Solomon's great site. Georgia found some votes, Joe, in a county that favored Donald Trump. Wow, that's a crazy story, isn't it? Georgia discovers, like, it's like Goonies, and we're discovering the treasure. Remember Goonies? We found the treasury. Remember that goofy-looking guy? We just found the treasure. Oh, my gosh. Georgia discovers 2,600 previously uncounted votes in presidential recount. My gosh, that's really weird. Let's see what happened there. I'm sure this was in a Biden-favoring county. No, no, no. It was in a county that leaned Trump, where there was an 800-vote gain for Donald Trump in an unusually tight Georgia race. They just found those votes. But again, the Democrats will say, we don't need a recount. Don't you worry about it at all. That's it, right? Georgia? Georgia, that's all we have, right, Paula, from Just the News? Paula's shaking her head. I know it was a screenshot. I was messing with you. You missed the joke, of course. Apparently, the county election officials didn't upload the votes in a ballot. I can't. It's not funny. I know. If I don't laugh, I'll cry. Yeah. They forgot to upload the votes. You had one job. The state's voting system manager, Gabriel Sterling, called this, Joe, quote, an amazing blunder. He said the county's elections director should resign. You think? Ooh. 800 votes to Donald Trump that they just magically forgot to put in there. They forgot 2,600, but 800 net for Donald Trump. The Florida election in 2000 was decided by 537 votes. Gore Bush. You may say, Dan, it's still not enough to overturn his 10,000-plus vote deficit. Well, maybe we should recount the whole state first before we find more discovered votes, Goonies style. Good enough, good enough. Remember that song? Cyndi Lauper? Yeah, that was a great tune. Remember Cyndi back in the day?
Yeah, man.
I'm trying my best. You know me with pop culture reference. They're always horrible. But that was, I believe, a Cyndi Lauper song. I may have actually been right for once. Yeah. Now, it was, right? Joe knows everything about me. Paula, so that was it, right? Was there another Just the News story? Maybe now she can. There was just Georgia that had problems, right? So we should just stop it right. No, no, Paula found something. Of course, I found it before the show. But she knows the trail. Voter discrepancies caused Nevada's largest county to throw out a local race. Oh, so there's problems in Nevada too. Folks, this is the United States of America. Listen, you know I enjoy humor as part of the show, obviously. Takes the edge off everything, including what's going on in my own life.
All right.
This is the United States of America. Can we figure out a freaking election, man? I told you yesterday. Got a screen cap from this piece in a minute, but how hard is this? Voter ID, paper ballot backup, signature verification, and no more unsolicited mail ballots. Is this really complicated? Ladies and gentlemen, the Iraqis figured this out simply in their first election post Saddam Hussein. Remember the thumbprint? the fingerprint with the purple dye? We can't figure this out? The answer is, of course we can. You and I can, because we're intelligent people. So what's the problem, Dan? Well, here's the answer. The left doesn't want to figure it out. Because with voter ID, signature verification, and a vote by mail, which is by request only, the left can't fraudulently interfere with elections. So they don't want to figure it out. It's no more complicated than that. Look at this colossal screw up in Nevada. It's unbelievable. In a report Monday to county commissioners, this guy, Joe Gloria, who's one of the election officials, revealed that nearly 1,000 ballots, they found the discrepancies in tracking, moving from signature to manual signature verifications, as well as in the ballot curing process. Some of the discrepancies found in the early voting and election day results included, they have this whole litany of things they list out in the article, which will be in the show notes, that, by the way, were so large in number that they had to throw out a local election and they have to do a new election there. There's another story, the Washington Times. Nevada vote discrepancies, including six people who voted twice, lead to the redo of a county commission race. Emily Larson, Washington Examiner. Again, folks, is there enough fraud, discrepancies, errors, software malfunctions, glitches, and discoveries, Goonie style, of treasure troves of votes? Is there enough out there to overturn the election? I don't know. Is there enough out there right now for sane people like you and I to say, folks, we need an investigation, like right now, stat, as to what happened in the darn election? You damn well right that should be the case. All right, let me get to my last sponsor. On the other side of this, speaking of Georgia, the candidate down there in Georgia running is just outright spewing racist stuff. Warnock running on the Democrats. This video, just spewing racist nonsense. This guy's running for Senate in Georgia. I got the video of it. Hat tip to the Daily Caller. Our final sponsor, my good friends at Brickhouse Nutrition. Ladies and gentlemen, check them out today, Brickhouse Nutrition, right here. This is their Field of Greens product right here. It's absolutely fantastic. You'll notice something special on the back of this. This is ground up, high quality, fresh fruits and vegetables. This stuff has been saving my butt lately for a lot of reasons. Notice on the back, you see the label, it says nutrition facts. Well, why does that matter? Because it doesn't say supplement facts. Supplements put supplement facts. This is nutrition. This is real food. This is ground up, wholesome, high quality fruits and vegetables. You know, because you've been told by everyone from your doctor to your mom to your nutritionist, eat more fruits and vegetables. But some of us can't. We don't have the time. Now you can get it in one scoop. I'm drinking like 10 scoops of this a day now. I put it in green tea. Put it in tomato juice, everything. I love it. Water, whatever you want. Life's about habits. Get those healthy habits down now. This is the Field of Greens is packed with 18 clinically researched essential fruits and vegetables, plus green tea, ginger, turmeric, and beets. It's a powerful combination. Supports a healthy immune system, metabolism, blood pressure, and digestion. Has pre and probiotics. Field of Greens is not only good for you, it's good for the entire family. Everybody uses it. Thank you to Miles, the owner, who sends us a boatload of this stuff. Even the athletes and children living in your home. Just put a scoop in water, whatever you want. Like I said, tomato juice. My daughter takes it in orange juice. Stir, drink it up, you're done. Here's how you get it. Can't recommend this highly. They were my original sponsor. Still with me to this day because I love it. Go to brickhousenutrition.com/Dan. Get 15% off your first order with promo code Dan at checkout. It's available in multiple flavors, including a delicious wild berry flavor. BrickHouseNutrition.com/Dan. Go to BrickHouseNutrition.com/Dan. Use promo code Dan today. Do not skip an opportunity to get this stuff. It's really terrific. You're going to love this stuff. Check it out. All right. Thanks. I'm telling you, when we go live stream, this show is going to be a trip, ladies and gentlemen. Joe and Paul, I get the inside baseball and Drew. But when we go live stream, coming soon from ice. You're going to love it. This show, I promise you, is 1,000 times better on live stream as it is even on there. That can't be. We love your show. Oh, yeah. You don't know what you're missing. Right? Was that not clever? It's okay because feel they love me and I really do. But that was just, that was hilarious.
That was one of the best, down. Dude. I've not heard that
one of the best ever. Yeah. It's the best ever. It's the best, especially when you try to say something's terrific and you really mean it and you stumble. Coming soon. Dan Bongino Live. The blooper reel will be fantastic. All right. Let me get to this Warnock video. So this is Mr. Warnock running for Senate in Georgia in a runoff happening January 5th, which we must win. If we lose those two Senate races in Georgia in this January 5th of this year runoff and you don't turn out, expect your taxes to go up. Your kids will be kicked out of charter schools. Speech suppression will be doubled and tripled. It'll just be terrific. Get the joke, Joe? Here's the video.
Oh no!
Sorry,
I just got.
Sorry, you just fit. Joe just fit. Paul, I got that one right away. I just want that on the record. Here is the video of Mr. Warnock. If you can tell me how this is not a racist statement, I'd love to hear it. Send me a message on Parler. I would love to hear how this is not a racist statement. Check this out.
I don't, no matter what happens next month, more than a third of the nation that would go along with this is reason to be afraid. America needs to repent for its worship of whiteness on full display.
did he just say that? This is your Senate candidate in Georgia. I don't give a damn if you're black, Hispanic, Asian, Muslim, Jewish, Christian, Buddhist, Hindu. I don't care what your religion, where you were born. How is that not a racist statement that we're somehow in love with whiteness? We're putting people in whiteness boxes now. So we're somehow people who are white, the bad guys, because of what? So you're judging us based on the color of our skin, which is, let me Google that. Let's see. Racism. Yeah, that sounds like it. Here it is, dictionary.com. Discrimination or antagonism directed against someone of a different race based on the beliefs that one's own race is superior. That sounds kind of racist. Joe, audience ombudsman, can you please interject here? I need the voice of reason. Discriminating against people because of their whiteness. Just checking.
That
bad.
Would be racist, Dan. That's a racist. That's a racist thing.
Arrowhand, folks, that sounds kind of racist to me. Yeah. By the way, the Warnock library of greatest hits, and by greatest hits, I mean worst hits, is pretty amazing. By amazing, I mean pretty crappy. That's your Senate candidate there. Let's start judging people again by their whiteness. That sounds great. How about not? How about we judge people by their character? Just try, the old tried and true seems to work every time. All right, let's move on. So there you go. There's your stellar Senate candidate in Georgia. Folks, I want to leave you with some good news today. And there is some good news. I know it's been a little bit of a dour time. I appreciate your faith in the show and you all tuning in to hear what we have to say and keeping our spirits up. I do. I get it. It's tough, but we can't give up the fight. I'm not done and you shouldn't be either. I know you're not. But we can win this. Folks, there's an all-out war going on for your ability to speak freely. I know you know this. I don't have to reiterate it to a lot of you, but there's some really good articles and coverage about this today. I want to talk about this moving down the value chain, what the left is doing. What they can't enact by law to shut you up, like hate speech laws. We don't have those yet. We will soon if Joe Biden's in charge and we lose the Senate. We will. Believe me, there will be hate speech laws. Now, you may say, well, what's wrong with, if you're a liberal, conservatives get the scam, the hate speech, what they're talking about. If you're a liberal, well, what's wrong with hate speech is terrible. Ladies and gentlemen, who defines what hate speech is? It's not as hate speech terrible. It's who defines what hate speech is. Because I'll be honest with you, I would call Warnock's talk about whiteness and I would call that hate speech. But I'm actually a believer in big R, God-given rights. And I would never, ever, 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 times 10, ever suggest Warnock's speech be suppressed or banned from Twitter or Facebook or our own company, a Parler, ever. Because I believe the solution to what you call hate speech, which I think is what Warnock's talking about here, judging people by their whiteness, the solution to that is more speech, not less. But folks, there's a war going on. And what I mean by the left moving down the value chain is they'll start at law. If they can't get hate speech laws, they'll move towards cultural pressure, pressuring Twitter and Facebook to remove people, which they're doing right now. I'll get to this article in a second. When they can't do that, they will move down the value chain and get websites wiped out. Go to places like WordPress.com and try to pressure them to wipe out websites. Oh, Dan, this isn't happening. Oh, I'm not done. I'm going to get this piece in a second. I'll show you what's happening right now. If they can't get your website removed, they'll go to your email service provider, MailChimp. Don't send out emails for these people. The left are socialist, evil, legitimately evil tyrants. I'm not talking about all Democrats. I mean that. I'm talking about this radicalized, substantial portion of the Democrat Party. They hate civil liberties. They hate free speech. They are literally book burners, as Abigail Scheer, the author of this book about transgenderism in teenagers, is finding out. There was a woman literally calling for you to burn her book, not figuratively, literally. They are book burners. These are dangerous tyrants. I am not kidding. I can't warn you in strong enough terms. They will never stop. If they can't get that, they'll go to PayPal, they'll go to server farms, whatever they can to wipe out 50% of America from being able to speak. Look at this Red State article. This should scare the hell out of all of you. Again, it'll be up at the show notes, bongino.com/newsletter. Please check it out. By Streif. The left knows it can't compete with conservative media, so they're trying to destroy us. Read this article. It's deeply disturbing. Down inside the piece, he talks about how exactly what they know we dominate Facebook. We dominate Twitter. We now dominate Parler and Rumble and elsewhere because our ideas are true and people are patriotic and they love to spread them and share them. Nobody likes to spread a bunch of lies. That's why the left can't compete with us. People are embarrassed quietly by it. I mean, the radicals aren't, but the mainstream Democrats, they don't believe me. They're embarrassed by these buffoons on the left. So they need to shut us up. So they're moving down the value chain. Look at this. It says, quote, this explains the massive investment the left has made in fact checkers. You know, that's a scam. It's also pretty obvious that the message has been sent and received. In the past week, the vote recount group Stop the Steal had 396,000 followers on their Facebook page shut down. MailChimp vaporized their email list. WordPress is booting conservative Treehouse off its server. Inexcusable. I think it's WordPress.com to be specific on that. PayPal has canceled the account of Andy Ngo, who exposes Antifa. MailChimp also canceled the Tea Party group's account for notifying members of the date, time, and location of a recount rally. It's not going to stop, folks. But you can fight back. And we have been. And we've been slowly but surely starting to notch little wins. Listen, I'm not taking any sort of a victory lap. We're barely out of the starting gate, but we're learning how to fight back. We're learning through Parler and Rumble and methods of using social media, the web and email lists to get our information out there or surrounding and beating the mainstream media at their own game. Here's a perfect example. I've been talking about Abigail Scheer the whole show. She wrote this book about transgenderism in teenagers and the dangers of teenagers who aren't really emotionally adults yet. They're teenagers. They're still, you know, feeling out life and everything about it. How they're engaged in these surgeries to transform from one biological sex that they are to the sex they think they are. And Abigail Scheer's like, hey, I think that sounds kind of dangerous. You think? So she wrote this book about it. Oh my gosh, you can't have that kind of stuff out there, folks. They're recommending the book actually be burned. So here's an article by Jeff Charles at Red State. Target censorship fiasco shows that conservatives do have the power to influence the culture. Well, what happened? Well, we did what we always do. They targeted Abigail Sharon's book. By the way, she has no problem with adults transitioning from male to doing this transition, sir, none. She just wrote the book about teenagers who may not be emotionally prepared to make such a decision. Kind of a straightforward idea, right? Like maybe you should think about that. Mm-hmm. Left can't have that out there. So a couple of rando lunatics started tweeting to Target, the store Target, which I will never shop in again, ever. Hey, This book should be pulled off your shelves. Target was like, yes, okay, we comply, leftist lunatics. Well, what happened? People like me started tweeting back, well, this is why I never shop at Target. I've got almost 3 million followers and 2 million out on Parler. All of a sudden, Target changed its mind, realizing that fiasco with the bathrooms didn't work out too well for them. Your money talks. So does your voice. Now that we're all getting hardened to the fight that's really going on, we're learning that this fight's never going to escape our door. It's coming to your door now, tomorrow, or next week. You can't avoid it. I think a lot of Americans are figuring that out, and they're figuring, I better dip my toes in the pool right now and get in this fight because they're coming for me next, and you'd be right. Target changed its mind. Put the book back on the shelves. I mean, you don't want to be a book burner, right? Sure you do. You just didn't want to lose any money. We're also winning elsewhere. Here's an article by the Post Millennial. Remember those buffoons on Pete Buttigieg's former staff when he ran for, remember Buttigieg? That total loser, former mayor of South Bend, Indiana, who goes on TV and lies all the time about just about anything he can get his mitts on? Well, his former staffers, he's preaching all tolerance now. They're putting together a Trump accountability project to target anyone who worked for the Trump targeting. They're putting together a list of people who worked with Trump or for Trump, who were Trump enablers. A list. Don't they do that in socialist countries? Yeah. They do. Well, we brought attention to that along with many others. Believe me, I'm not taking credit. But we talked about this on the show. Well, post-millennial Mia Cathell, anti-Trump group abandons her blacklist project after public backlash. Number two. Chalk up victory number two there. We have a voice too. You won't shut us up. You can't silence us all at the same time. Here's one more I just want to show you on a personal note. I told you YouTube picked the fight with the wrong guy, me. Bad idea. Oh my gosh, Dan, you can't take on Google. No, we did, and we're winning. I have an affiliation now and a relationship financially with, because I put my money where my mouth is here, with Rumble, where you can watch my videos free of censorship, demonetization that YouTube was pulling on us for the whole time. Check this out, screenshot of the page this morning. Gosh, that's a lot of subscribers, Joe, 536,000. Thank you, folks. We're only about 100,000 or so away, a little more, from our subscribers we have on YouTube now, as people make the transition. We can win. Parler was the number one app in the entire app store 6 out of the 7 days of last week. You can't shut us all up. You won't. I'd like to show you just one more article from Legal Insurrection up in the show notes, and I encourage you to read it. It's very good. Prepare for the decoupling, folks. It's coming. Legal Insurrection by the great William Jacobson. Prepare for the great decoupling. Deplatforming moves downstream to WordPress.com and MailChimp. It's about that story I told you before about dumping people's email lists, attacking their conservative websites. Be prepared. The conservative economy is coming. They have awakened the sleeping giant. They have no idea what's coming their way. You will never shut us up. Wherever you attack us, we're prepared. We're developing redundant systems you were too stupid enough to figure out. You will never shut us up. You will only aggravate us. I got more in the future coming on this, I promise. Stay tuned. All right, folks, thanks again for tuning in. Again, I appreciate all your kind words. I'll keep you updated on my condition. I want to make it a big part. We'll be fine. You know, everything will be great. Don't you worry about it at all. But thank you all for the emails. Just the positive words of support. I really appreciate it. And please, if you don't mind, please subscribe to Rumble. Please watch the show on Rumble. Rumble.com/Bongino. It matters. Free speech matters. We really appreciate it. Also subscribe wherever you get your podcast to the show. Thanks a lot. See you all tomorrow. We will be here.
You just heard Dan Bongino.